Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. The case against a Rhinelander area woman following the death of a child in April will continue in Oneida County Court. 28-year-old Ellen Tran is charged with second-degree reckless homicide in the death of 20-month-old Avery Edwards, her stepson. Tran's attorney, Amy Schultz, had filed a motion to dismiss charges on insufficiency of evidence. Judge Patrick Omilia found probable cause to continue proceedings and dismissed the motion. According to the criminal complaint, a forensic pathologist listed the child's cause of death as blunt force trauma to the head. Tran allegedly told investigators the child slipped in the shower. She remains free on $50,000 cash bond. A civil case brought by a Sugar Camp animal rescue hoping to have 39 dogs returned to them has been resolved, but it appears the animals will not be going anywhere. In February, the Oneida County Sheriff's Department, along with the Oneida County Humane Society, seized the dogs from It Matters to One. In March, owner Stephanie Schneider filed a civil suit against Oneida County for the return of the dogs. The matter continued until today when Schneider's attorney Henry Schultz told Judge Michael Bloom via telephone that the court petitions had been resolved with all parties, including a petition with the Oneida County Humane Society. Schneider was not in court, but attorney Maggie Hogan from the Humane Society told Schultz they would be talking.
I can advise Mr. Schultz that pursuant to our agreement, we'll be in communication about making sure that various things occur within the next week or so.
Later, Hogan told reporters some details about the agreement.
There needed to be a transfer of title, essentially, as far as the dogs are concerned, and that has occurred. We're not really at ground zero any longer, but there's no, at least with respect to legal proceedings, there's nothing that's in the works any longer. With respect to this issue.
Is there a monetary issue here?
There was. The Humane Society waived boarding fees and costs that would be associated with that.
Hogan says the resolution means dogs will not be returned to Schneider and will continue to be sheltered as they are. Still to be answered is whether any criminal charges will be filed in the case. Schneider was brought to Oneida County and her photo was taken, but she was released pending a review by the Oneida County District Attorney's Office. Assistant District Attorney Mary Sawinski was not available to comment today on possible charges. And the season for the prize fish of Wisconsin waters, the muskellunge, opens Saturday, and a DNR fisheries spokesperson says prospects look good for some large fish. Northern Fisheries Supervisor Mike Vogelsang says the weather this spring has put a twist on things.
The unseasonably cool weather might be a challenge to a lot of the anglers out there, so my recommendation would be is to seek out the warmest water you can. Look for the shallow bays, the newly emerging weeds, and scale down your baits a little bit. I would be throwing some smaller baits out there, definitely.
In Wisconsin, the season south of Highway 10 is already open, but opens this weekend in the north to reflect the post-spawn period for the top-shelf predator. Vogelsang says after years of cutting back on stocking in the late 1990s on the larger bodies of water, they reversed that trend, and he says the fruits of more stocking are being seen.
In 2000, we pulled back our stocking rates quite a bit because we thought we were overstocking a lot of our lakes. We also thought that if we pulled back stocking, natural reproduction would kick in a little bit more. And what we learned is on some lakes that did not happen. We learned that a lot of the lakes rely heavily on stocking. So we kind of did a 180 and went back and upped the stocking rates on a number of these waters. You know, it takes 6-7 years or so to see that response and that positive improvement. And I think that's where we're coming at right now.
Vogelsang says the biggest fish come from the biggest waters. He says the fish might be in the mood to bite as they feed after the spawn. The minimum length to keep a muskie is 40 inches. Muskie is Wisconsin's official fish, and the current world record muskie is a 69-pounder caught from Chippewa flowage in 1949. Wisconsin's unemployment rate is nearing record lows, but three of the state's highest rates continue in the Northwoods. The Department of Workforce Development's April report shows all 72 counties saw lower jobless numbers than 1 year ago in April. Labor economist Mitchell Rupp in Wausau details the area numbers.
Forest is at 5.5, Landglade is at 4.3, Lincoln is at 3.6, Oneida is at 4.0, and Vilas is at 5.4.
Iron County has the state's highest rate at 7.4%, though that number is nearly 3 points lower than the county's April 2016 number. Price County is at 3.7%. The other counties are all 1 to 2 percentage points lower than in 2016. The weather forecast for tonight, look for cloudy skies, low 47. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, high near 69. Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy, low near 50, rain chance 40%. Saturday, just a 20% chance of showers in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, high near 71. And Sunday, there's a slight chance of showers, but otherwise partly sunny, high near 69. The Memorial Day looks mostly cloudy with a high near 61. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR with Craig. I'm Ken Kroll.